online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this magnificent Monday, May 12th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that the people are doing in Donald Trump's administration, Ag Secretary, she just announced that she is going to suspend Mexican cattle, horse, and bison imports into the United States. Going to simply stop buying Mexican beef, horse, bison imports. It's done. Closing that market off, putting more pressure on Mexico, needing to increase their commitment to protecting the southern border, closing off that market would force more American beef to be sold here in America, consumption going up of our products versus theirs. By doing so, immediately changing supplies as well as pricing and quality. Part of the Make America Healthy Again, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, said point blank, this will in fact increase a higher quality of beef products here in the United States. Donald Trump willing to sign the executive order, but it was the Ag Secretary proposing the change, basically shutting down those imports from Mexico. Folks, do you see what's happening here? Donald Trump is literally putting America first as a number one priority in every single aspect of our lives. Even telling China that they have to purchase more of our beef, more of our products, immediately during this 90-day pause, suspending live cattle, horse, bison imports through the U.S. southern border, entry effective immediately. The last time this devastating pest invaded America, took over 30 years of our cattle industry to recover. This cannot happen again. Brooke Rollins, Ag Secretary. Screw worm pests is basically what they're concerned about. Well, automatically, because of the imports stopping due to this pest, guess what? You'll be seeing more American beef being sold in our stores, in our markets. Hamas releases the last U.S. hostage, Eden Alexander. While it's 6:34 p.m. there right now, he's coming home. Hamas releasing the last U.S. hostage. Why? Because Donald Trump putting pressure on Hamas, supporting Israel, and putting it very clear, all of the hostages need to come home now. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Gaza as a result of this last hostage being released. Could it possibly lead toward some type of ceasefire, some type of peace agreement? We shall see. But just absolutely amazing. Amazing what's happening in the world stage right now. It's happening. Lastly, I want to get to the last point on this trade agreement. United States demanding that not only China start purchasing more of our agricultural products, but also opening up their market to technologies that we produce here in the United States, making more guaranteed purchases of our products. Well, this has nothing to do with tariffs. This has to do with orders. This has to do with commerce, sales, as part of balancing the trade deficit. Secretary Bessent said that we will demand that they increase their purchases of American-made products. So it's going forward. It's happening. One last point I want to make on this real quick. China announced that they will reduce fentanyl coming into the United States. Why? Because Donald Trump has kept a 20% tariff in place until they do so. Now, I got a very simple question. If China has had this ability to stop fentanyl coming into the United States all of these years, why did it take so long? Many people dying from this drug coming through our southern border via Mexico from Canada, all of it originating in China. They were basically killing our people. Well, Donald Trump says enough and is enough. We're going to stop it. 20% tariff will remain in effect until we work out a planned mechanism to stop fentanyl entering the United States. Again, making America healthy again and eliminating this horrific drug killing product coming into America. It's just, this whole deal is so amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, one of the things that we're also looking at here is the process. I want to make sure this is explained in how this is going to work, how this is going to take place. During the next 90 days is a pause. Agreement to have reciprocal tariffs on products coming out of China into America, out of America into China at a base rate of 10%. Plus an additional, if you will, 20% because of fentanyl. Trade negotiations will continue during this 90-day period to reach a final agreement that can be signed and verified by both sides. Well, one of the main things that we're looking at is AI, artificial intelligence. China competing with the United States. Donald Trump wants to win that competition. Well, part of a presentation that was done at the Capitol last Wednesday was the first ever drone flyover. Was done part of a presentation from Westwood AI, an organization that testified in the House Oversight Committee on Homeland Security and Foreign Influence. Dakota Greenman, founder of Westwood AI, based in Grand Rapids, is a former senior intelligence analyst who meshed publicly available information with geo-intellectual information and sources within the United States Air Force. Greenman explained how he sees the global drone market as a unique opportunity for the U.S. to develop in this rapidly advancing world of unmanned aerial systems. These are called UASs. He said that he thinks American ingenuity is unmatched, but competitors in the commercial, military, and industrial sectors are moving faster and have strategic precision when it comes to the UASs. Greenman said drones are not tools, but they are force multipliers that provide critical advantages in agriculture, logistics, public safety, national defense. And as the U.S. stands at risk of falling behind if relying on forward advancements in this technology. In a demo, Westwood AI drone technology, Greenman texted an operator on the ground outside the Capitol. As the drone scanned the Capitol building to learn the environment, then told the operator how long it would take for the software to compile the information they were looking for. Live footage from the camera streamed into the committee room while AI technology outlined windows, walls, even statutes on the building. Greenman then talked about how robotics, AI, and the unmanned drones are becoming more popular in the U.S. to the point that students now have competitions where they build autonomous robots that can now do tasks like even throwing and catching a ball. Meanwhile, drones in warfare have become more common, even more powerful in the past few decades. It is as effective as it has been deadly. Not to diminish the power that a single-use drone can have, but quite frankly, what keeps me up at night, worrying about the fact that our nation or state could actually have an automated system without or with drones swarming into any real targeted area in a widespread manner. It's alarming that this technology is already widely available and could be used against us. So we'll keep following this story, seeing where this goes as House Oversight in Lansing hears this information from technology leaders. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment on this Monday show. Just constantly monitoring background stories, everything that's happening on the world stage. Donald Trump just signed the executive order forcing lower drug prices here in the United States. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. giving an interview to Fox Business, Stuart Varney's show. During the break, listening to the things he's saying, one of the things they're going after is these TV commercials where the drugs are focused on certain individuals, primarily seniors, paying for ads to run on TV that turn around and end up being paid for by Medicare. He said, we are the only country in the world that we have this kind of mass media advertising on prescription drugs that end up being purchased by the government for the seniors. Said, this is absolute insanity. No other country in the world does it, but America allows it. So now they're looking at defunding drug companies' abilities to run this type of advertising on TV. I mean, you can't watch a sporting event, you can't watch anything nowadays without almost every commercial break having one or more prescriptions, drugs on it. So they're looking at that as well. Transportation Secretary looking at completely revamping airports in America. New air traffic controllers, systems, computers, data systems, and even increasing technology to provide us with better information going into the airports and back to the pilots. New Jersey, second occurrence over the weekend, complete blackout in their air traffic controllers' computers. One of them lasted up to 2 minutes long. The computers went dark, no information being communicated at all from air traffic controllers to the airplanes. Thank God it happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. A lot less airplanes in the skies were actually affected. So, yeah, we're going to be following that story as well. Metro Detroit Airport, Detroit Metro, Bishop Airport in Flint, Cherry Capital up here in Traverse City. expanding their flights, expanding the number of flights in and out of Traverse City, being seen now as almost a regional airport, much like Bishop is in Flint. So more and more people flying in and out of Cherry Capital in Traverse City. Folks, we've been talking about it. We were forced to put together a legal defense fund to raise money to pay our attorneys to fight this lawsuit, these lawsuits from Thomas Moran and Moran Ironworks. If you'd like to learn more about it, if you'd like to help us out, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you don't want to donate online via the Give, Send, Go link, you can also mail us a check. Make it out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. Mail it to our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. If you'd like all the information, just text me legal. I'll send you the link to the website where you can see the information there. See some of the folks that have donated. We're north of 10% of our goal already. And I'm going to the P.O. Box today to bring checks back to Miss Vicky tonight. And we'll have an update for you on it, our fundraising needs tomorrow. We'll talk about that on the show as well. So again, just text me legal. Whatever you can afford to donate would be greatly appreciated. If you can't afford to donate, just get the information and then share it with others. Again, text me legal. Help us keep this show on the air, keep the radio station going, and we will prevail. We will beat these lawsuits, and we believe prevail in court. But we have to provide a defense. We have to pay the attorney, and we need your help. So again, just text me legal, and I'll send you the information. Final last point, we'll be having Ian Murphy on from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Big announcement for the Risk It Fest that's coming up in June. Friday night golf outing on June 20th. And then the big party is going to be Saturday, June 21st. RiskItFest.com. So check it out. Greatly appreciate if you guys become part of it. You can get your tickets online right now. RiskItFest.com. is the website, and you can purchase tickets in advance right now at that website. So thank you, Dave from Pelston. We appreciate the help. He just texted us legal. We'll send you the link as well as the mailing address if you'd like to just mail a check or donate online. Either one, greatly appreciate it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.